Spoo, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Spoo is a fictional food product that served as a running joke within the Babylon 5 science fiction television series. In the series' fictional universe, Spoo is made from worm-like creatures of the same name and is generally regarded as the most delicious food in the galaxy. The creature itself, however, is regarded with contempt by most species. Despite appearing in only a few episodes, fans embraced Spoo and it became part of the series' extended mythology. Image caption: Spoo close up. Section 1. Origins. Use of the word Spoo to denote a food item predates Babylon 5, which began airing in 1993. The show's creator, J. Michael Straczynski, was a writer for the 1985 cartoon series She-Ra, Princess of Power. After a Babylon 5 fan recalled a possible Spoo reference from that show, Straczynski replied, "Yeah, I slipped some Spoo in there once. A couple of real cute, as in wanna drop a truck on them cute, elf types, offer Skeletor a bowl of Spoo." In a 1995 interview, Straczynski referred to that scene as his favorite of the show. Image caption: Spritina offers Skeletor Spoo in the She-Ra Princess of Power episode, Gateway to Trouble. Spoo appeared in the first episode of Babylon 5, where it was briefly mentioned by the Narn ambassador, Jakar. Straczynski, who wrote the episode in question, was asked about Spoo by fans on various internet message boards on which he frequently participated. At first, Straczynski's responses were terse. Spoo is. In another early post, he explained how he created the word. Spoo is oops, spelled backward. He eventually noted that the taste of Spoo is that of meat jello, served chilled. After years of speculation from Babylon 5 fans, Straczynski finally offered an extensive explanation of the origins and nature of Spoo. He said Spoo are tiny, pasty, mealworm-like creatures that travel slowly in herds. Their main behavior is sighing, which, quote, can reportedly induce unparalleled bouts of depression, unquote, in other creatures. They are raised on ranches and harvested through whacking. Spoo are regarded with contempt by most species in Babylon 5. They, quote, are the only creatures of which the Interstellar Animal Rights Protection League says simply, kill 'em, unquote. Despite this, they are, quote, generally considered the most delicious food in all of known space, unquote. This near-universal delight in the taste of Spoo apparently doesn't include human tastes. In the episode A View from the Gallery, neither of the two maintenance men, Mac and Bo, find Spoo to their liking, despite the high price of the delicacy. Section 2. Appearances. The Babylon 5 episodes in which Spoo appears or is mentioned are Midnight on the Firing Line, The Geometry of Shadows, Point of No Return, and The Rock Cried Out, No Hiding Place, A View from the Gallery, A Tragedy of Telepaths, and Meditations on the Abyss. Spoo also appears in the Over There segment of the Lost Tales episode Voices in the Dark, where President Sheridan at one point jokes that the product is Spoo, the other gray meat. Although mostly relegated to a background role, Spoo was a key plot point in the Season 5 episode A Tragedy of Telepaths. The fact that Narn prefer fresh Spoo, while the Centauri prefer it aged, was a clue that Jakar used to figure out that there was another Narn in the Centauri Royal Palace. Spoo is referenced in the Straczynski-authored Open Gaming-licensed Babylon 5, the role-playing game. Section 3. Real-World References. In 1998, Boxtree UK published a Babylon 5 cookbook, officially licensed from Warner Brothers. Presented as if written around the year 2260, the time when most of the Babylon 5 series takes place, the book contains many recipes for the various foods mentioned and seen throughout the series. included are recipes for Narn-style spoo and Centauri-style spoo, both using currently available ingredients, with sea scallops taking the place of spoo. Straczynski claims that while dining in a restaurant prior to the 1996 Hugo Award ceremony, quote, "a fan had the waiter bring over a tray of food christened Spoo." Spoo is spoofed in the first episode of the South Park parody Babylon Park Spoo Hunter. In 2008, rap filk artist Luke Ski recorded and released a parody of the Beastie Boys song No Sleep Till Brooklyn, called No Sleep Till Babylon, which references Spoo. A stanza attributed to the Babylon 5 character Londo Mollari contains the lyrics, "Spoo, all I really want is spoo, and in the morning it's spoo, 'cause in the evening it's spoo. I like the way that it tastes, it's blue meatballs in grayish paste." Image caption: a promotional advertisement for the Babylon Park Spoo Hunter parody, and the picture contains an image of a worm-like creature and the words spoo, the other blue meat. See also list of Babylon 5 articles. Shmoo, a fictional edible species from the comic strip Lil Abner. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org.